Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Trice. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Trice. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Trice. Minoso moves to third. Fain moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan throws towards first. Bollweg fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bollweg. Minoso scores. Fain scores. Kell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri throws to first for 1, and Bollweg throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rivera scores. Groth goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna. Fox reaches second base with a double. Renna throws the ball into Finnegan, who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bollweg scoops it up and throws to first, with Trice covering, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bollweg hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Rivera fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rivera. Bollweg moves to third. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bollweg scores. Finnegan moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Renna hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Trice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trice is 0-for-1 in the game. Trice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kel. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Carrasquel covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bollweg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bollweg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bollweg scoops it up and throws to first, with Trice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan strikes out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Renna hits a fly ball towards center. Groth settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Groth. Renna moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Renna trying to get to home. Fain throws to Lawler who tags Renna for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-2 in the game. Trux hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Groth moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox is walked intentionally. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Fain reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up towards the mound. Trux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Bob Trice. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bollweg takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox bunts towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fain is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Renna hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 3 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.